Nicola McDougall is with me. Have you been into a real estate office and seen the photograph or the sketch of the old man with the beard sitting in the corner saying, you know, I'm waiting for the right time to buy real estate?
The price of real estate. There's actually a sketch of that in the REOQ office.
Is there?
I walked past that for seven every day, twice for 7.5 years when I worked at the REOQ.
What, you didn't realise what it was about?
No, I saw it. I saw it every day.
Yeah.
And that was a good inspiration.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, you
what's the message then?
Well, I mean, the best time to buy is yesterday or today if you didn't do it yesterday, you know, or maybe pre-2000, you know, for older generations and things like that. But, you know, everyone tries to time the market, you know, read the market, hotspot the market, various things like that, you know. And when we've just talked about hotspotting the market in Mackay and Gladstone, and that obviously didn't work overly well, unless you got out at the top. You know, the best time to buy, I always believe, is when you can afford to do so. And, you know, I believe in the mantra of it's not timing the market, it's time in the market. So regardless of what the market's doing, and I think, you know, you've obviously spoken about this yourself this year, Kevin, you know, those sort of top, you know, investment grade properties that are always in demand and things like that, the, you know, the ones that everyone sort of wants and desires, you never, you know, unless something happens or whatever, you're never really going to get them, you know, for a bargain. And it doesn't really matter what the market's doing. The price is what you pay on that day. As long as, you know, I mean, I think, as long as you can get your financial ducks in the row and you're ready to go. Obviously, at the moment, with the lending restrictions and things like that, it is more tricky to get in the market. But, you know, I think the best time to buy is when you can.
Yeah, the old saying, isn't it? When was the best time to buy in the market? 20 years ago? Well, if you missed that, maybe the best time is right now.
Well, exactly.
We talked before the break about Bitcoin and, you know, when's the best time to buy Bitcoin? And we talked off-air about, you know, if you had $1,000 to invest, you would have to be prepared to put it in and say, well, if I lose it, I lose it. Mm. But if it continues, it's a bit like a punt, isn't it? You take a punt
on what
the market's going to do.
Mm. Yeah. That's right. And I think that we just chatted about the best time to buy Bitcoin was perhaps right at the beginning. I think it's been around for, what, 6 years now or 7 years now? Or even this time last year, I think its price was less than $1,000.
Yeah, the growth has been
phenomenal. So if you put in $1,000, if we had this conversation this time last year and we both went, you know what, let's put in $1,000 each, we would have made $22,000 each. Mm. But for me, Bitcoin is an investment class that I'm interested in because I don't understand it, and I understand property, which is why I invest in it. So, but there are a lot of people that actually understand, well, trying to understand it. But I read this great story online the other day about Bitcoin. Like, you know, when you've got grandparents who are thinking about investing some of their retirement savings in Bitcoin, maybe that's not a good thing, you know, because who knows where it's going to go. You know, it's hard to fathom. Well, A, the amount of growth it's had this year, and B, that it could possibly have another 2,000% run. I mean, that just makes no economic sense to me at all. However, as we talked about off air, you know, tulip mania from the 17th century. And
yeah, that's an interesting story.
It is, yeah. And the coining of the phrase, which we call FOMO now, but back then it was called the madness of the crowds. So, you know, when a herd mentality, and we saw that in Sydney to a degree, in the market at the end there, you know, people rushing in, I don't want to miss out. And as long as they have a long-term investment strategy, Sydney's always going to perform well. It might not have much growth for the next X amount of years, but eventually it will.
I think you look at Bitcoin, you look at real estate. Real estate has a fundamental need. You know, we all need to live somewhere. So therefore, real estate has got that tangible investment strategy as opposed to Bitcoin, which could be a fad. I really don't know. I mean, we all need money, but and that's really what the Bitcoin thing is all about, the transactions. But I've noticed that it's the speed of the transaction that's one of the popular things about Bitcoin. But if you look at the banks now, I mean, those days of putting money into the bank and it not appearing into your account for 3 or 4 days, that's all changing.
Yes, exactly. And I think that there is some more changes afoot where it's going to be almost instantaneous, regardless of the lender.
Yeah, I think this is what's happening with the Bitcoin thing. Hey, we're going to have to take a break because we're just about out of time. It goes so quickly, doesn't it? We have so much fun. We don't even talk about gardening or travel, but there you go. It's 4 minutes to 8. This is 4BC.